Destiny? Well, what's the first thing an actor learns? The show must go on. Come rain, come shine, come snow, come sleet, the show must go on. So, Reedy, Pagliacci, Reedy.
Reedy, huh?
Yeah. Don, the world is so full of a number of things. I'm sure we should all be as happy as.
But are we? No. Definitely no. Positively no. Decidedly no.
Short people have long faces.
And long people have short faces.
Big people have little humor, and little people have no humor at all. And in the words of that immortal bard, Samuel J. Snodgrass, as he was about to be led to the guillotine, make them laugh, make them laugh. Don't you know everyone wants to laugh? My dad said be an actor, my son, but be a comical one. They'll be standing in lines for those old honky-tonk monkey shines. Now you could study Shakespeare and be quite elite, and you could charm the critics and have nothing to eat. Just slip on a banana peel, the world's at your feet. Make them laugh, make them laugh, make them laugh.
No, that's a good beginning of this show.
That's from one of my favorite movies.
What's your favorite movie?
One of them, Singing in the Rain.
Singing
you know
in
that.
The Rain?
Because, you know, I heard
movies.
The Avalas, who were making fun of you for saying Avilia the
what?
Other day.
I don't know.
On their show,
about.
They said...
I've never said
they
that
were,
before.
They were, of course, using us for their material. You
I know.
I don't know what that says about them, but just saying. That...
Okay, first of all, will you stop picking fights with them? Okay, we don't need no help in that area.
I think it's fun. I think it's fun because they think it's fun. That's why
well,
I like it.
What you're eventually going to do is make them mad. They're never going to mention us again.
I don't make them mad. It doesn't make them mad.
Okay.
He called you a name, you know.
What
I
name
don't
did
think
he call
that
me?
Was friend, by the way.
That's what he said.
I don't think that's what that was.
That's what he said.
I'm just saying. I love him. That's why I think it's fun.
Okay.
Anyway, now I lost track. Oh, yeah, they were doing I Can't Stand Them. That's from Singing in the Rain.
Yeah, that's from Singing in the Rain.
Have we done that before?
No, they weren't making... No, they didn't get that from us. They don't get everything they do from us.
I didn't think they did. But I thought, did we do that before? Because I remember doing that. And I thought...
Well, maybe a long time ago. But
okay, but anyway, they were doing that. But I thought that was funny that they were doing that. Because
I think they were doing that from their own.
Because I love... Anyway, I thought it was hysterical because Jed was going, I can't stand them.
I can't stand
them. And I love that. But my dad does it all the time. I can't stand them.
You think I'm stupid or something?
You think I'm stupid or something? I can't stand them.
That's great. That's
a great movie. There's so much from it.
Did you fall and hit your head?
I'm not going to say a word here.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
You Texans, you drive me nuts.
Lucky I'm in love with my best friend. Lucky to have been where I have been. Lucky to be coming home again.
So, anyway, we did download the new Jason Morantz album.
Mraz. Jason Mraz.
M-R-A-Z.
M-R-A-Z, Mraz.
That's a nice real name.
Could be. You don't know.
It's too short.
Mraz?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, so it was pretty good. It had that song on it. And we went to, so we had the day off. See, Faith's been keeping this baby, Lauren.
I'm not getting it.
Okay. So Faith's been keeping his baby, Lauren, while our friends are in Costa Rica. And so we're watching one of their children anyway.
Well, she's the one I keep every day anyway.
Yeah, and then she's also helping to take care of the two older ones. So she's been very busy.
Because I pick them up from school every day.
Right, and she's been staying the night with us, and it's been kind of crazy. So last night, we had the night off.
She went and stayed with her me-mom.
And Helen went and stayed with me-ma, uh-huh. And she went and stayed with her me-mom. And so me and Faith got on the highway. We hit the highway.
Yeah. Get me out of Dodge. I said, get me out of Dodge,
and
man.
And we gunned it.
Yeah.
And... went to Frisco and
went furniture shopping. It was fun.
Yeah. Just went around and
which is funny because when we go to Frisco, we always go to IKEA because IKEA is
it's fun.
But I was kind of beat down before we went to IKEA yesterday because it is so big and it's so stinking overwhelming.
Yes, it is.
That I can't take it. And so I had to prepare myself. But because we were focused and looking for one thing in particular, I just ignored everything else and didn't care. Mm-hmm. And we got through there, I mean, super fast.
Fairly okay, yeah.
Yeah.
We ended up going to IKEA twice.
Yeah, and then we went back again. But they didn't have anything. So the second time we got a drink. We could have eaten supper for like $2.50 there, man. It was cheap.
They, if you need to, if you're out and about and you need to eat a cheap meal, IKEA's the place.
IKEA's the place to go.
You can get breakfast for a dollar, a breakfast plate for
$0.99.
Or you can get supper for $2.50. And that includes two hot dogs, chips, and a drink for $2.50.
That's, you can't even eat for that at home.
That's cheap. And with all the fixing on the hot dog, too.
I did figure, though, my breakfast is about a dollar.
Oh, so you can bet the same on breakfast.
Because my yogurt is 50
Plus,
cents.
Plus, their breakfast didn't include coffee or drink or anything.
And I eat oatmeal every day and juice. So,
but nevertheless, it was fun. We enjoyed ourselves at IKEA. And we bought a shelf. We bought a shelf at IKEA. And so, you know, we had a good time.
Yeah,
and
it was fun.
We just, you know, enjoyed being together. Mm-hmm. And we ate at Chipotle, which is his favorite place to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of hung out, and we didn't actually go to that many places. I mean, we didn't go to the mall.
Mm-mm.
We didn't go to Target.
We went to furniture stores. I mean, that's what we went for.
Yeah.
So we went to furniture stores.
But I just thought, I mean, usually when we go to Frisco, we go to Target.
But we didn't.
We go to the mall, and we go, you know, we kind of hang out. We get ice cream.
But I didn't have it in me. I was like, if I go to the mall.
No ice cream. We didn't do anything.
I didn't want
But we enjoyed being together and riding
nice.
Around and listening to Jason Mraz.
Mm-hmm. We had a good time.
And enjoyed ourselves and came home.
And then he forced me to watch this horrible show where this
it
woman
was not horrible. It was
shot
good.
Everybody up.
It's
and
called
it was
Numbers.
Awful.
We're in a bad place right now because, first of all, we're watching Battlestar Galactica. Thank you, Chris Martens. For getting me addicted to Battlestar Galactica.
Getting both of us addicted.
Both of us addicted to Battlestar Galactica. So now, you know,
we finished season two.
We finished 2.5. Well, it's 2.5, which is dumb.
Well, who came up with that?
Why do we have season 2.5? Doesn't make any sense.
Because they probably took a break and then
they
started
an entire year. Now, is there a movie there?
Well, see, there's some movies
that
we need to go out on Netflix and see if those movies fit in there. Chris can fill
us
in.
Help us out there, Chris. We need to know when to watch the movies.
Well, because there's a movie that is like on Caprica before the initial invasion. It's the original Caprica.
Uh-huh.
Like when the 13 colonies originally went there.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds.
So there's a movie for that. And then there's another couple movies out there that I didn't know. I ordered, put them on our list, but I don't know when to watch them.
Well,
I don't know when to get them sent to us. So season three will start on Monday night. So last night we didn't have any movies to watch. And so we got the Roku out. Well, we didn't get it out. I mean, we went and saw it was on there. And he had Numbers, which is a TV show, I'm sure you all know.
It's really good.
Well, it was good today, the one you watched today, but last night was horrible. And I was exhausted.
It wasn't horrible.
I fell asleep to this woman shooting people for no reason. It was horrible.
It wasn't horrible. And she had purposes. You just fell asleep before you found out what the reasons were.
Somebody took her baby.
It wasn't that violent, though. It wasn't more violent than Closer that you love.
I don't know. Because I was tired and it was so stinking loud. That's what it was. You had the stereo on. Scared me to death. I thought there was somebody outside with their bass on.
Watching television with the stereo, you know, through the surround sound, to me adds more to it than HD. I love getting that, the bass and all of that.
Hate that.
I love that.
Hate it.
Thank
we
you.
Need to come to some kind of...
Well, thank you for putting up with it because I love it.
I'm not putting up with it all the time, just so you know.
So anyway.
We were watching the show today and I said, what is that noise? I said, is that somebody's car?
See, that is the stuff you miss when you watch it on regular television.
Why do I want to hear that?
Because it adds to the show. That bass sound actually adds to the tension of the show.
I don't need tension. I don't want tension. Don't need it. Couldn't sleep. Had a nightmare that I was getting shot by a sawed-off shotgun.
I can't help you there.
Well, yeah, you could. You could turn off the stereo.
The Columbine special we watched was way more violent than that. And you watched that while you were falling asleep.
But that didn't affect me that way.
So if you had a dream about shotguns, it was probably from the Columbine special.
That didn't affect me that way. And that's another show. You can't bring that in here.
I can bring that whatever I want to in here.
No. Today we're talking about laughter, not shotguns. Healthy laughter.
Wait, I gotta finish what I was saying about Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah.
So we got to season 2.5. Doesn't make any sense.
Well, we finished that. We're through that.
So now we're to season 3.
But they're on New Caprica. Right. That's where they're at.
And they skipped the year. But season 2.
Starbuck has long hair. Brad couldn't get over that. Wow, she's really pretty. Look, she's got long hair. Well, the whole entire episode. Oh, my gosh.
Not the whole episode. Yes, I made two comments.
You did. Man.
She's very much more effeminate. Much more feminine.
He cracks me up. Him and long hair. I don't know what it. I mean, a girl could have the cutest short haircut, and he'd be like,
It looks like a 12-year-old boy.
That's exactly what he says every time. And they look adorable.
Yeah, if you like 12-year-old boys.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I did it one time.
When you were 12. Unfortunately, I'm not a girl, and I'm not a Greek, so I don't like 12-year-old boys.
Okay.
So,
anyway, yeah, Battlestar Galactica.
So season 2 was pretty much, I wouldn't say it was bad, it was good, but they were individual shows that really had no bearing on the whole story.
There were some that had bearing on the whole story.
Very few.
Like that one at the end, that one was really good.
The very last one, yes, the cliffhanger. Which...
No, that one, and the one about the Cylons and how they regenerate. That was very helpful.
I guess.
In understanding how they are.
I don't understand.
And why they hold grudges.
But the show confuses me because the Cylons say that, first of all, why would the Cylons attack in the first place?
Well, they had a plan.
We were minding our own business.
They have a plan, remember?
We had made peace with them. We had a treaty with them. And so there was already a peace treaty. They broke the peace treaty.
Uh-huh. They decided that we were horrible and evil.
Yeah, that we didn't need to exist, mm-hmm. Okay?
But then they decided that they were wrong.
Then they said, oh, you know what? That was bad. We shouldn't have done that.
But they said that God told them to do that. But apparently God never said that. They made that up. The priest guy said, we just made that up. Use that to get people to...
I guess.
So maybe not all the Cylons knew that. So the blonde...
No, but he was talking about the gods.
The blonde leggy woman.
He was talking about the god. He was
the blonde leggy woman still thinks that there is a one true God.
Yeah, but she believes she's seen the face of God, which God says you can't do. So.
Ooh, maybe Gaius is the face of God.
I doubt it.
Gaius is a Cylon. Pretty sure.
Pretty sure? I don't know. Anyway,
we're the one who... Are you changing your mind now?
It doesn't matter. The point is that season 2 was a bunch of episodes that were kind of self-contained and didn't... I mean, there was certain things that happened that kind of went into the whole story, but a lot of the episodes were just self-contained.
Well, isn't that what Chris said? That you could have done without season 2
but
and 3?
But I liked it.
Yeah, it was still
but
good.
But now I'm excited because now we're really getting back into the... story.
Uh-huh.
So I'm excited to see what happens mm-hmm. now mm-hmm. because now the Cylons have come and taken over again.
They were marching in.
They've taken over. They didn't kill anybody this time.
Mm-mm. They said as long as they were cooperative,
they wouldn't kill them.
Yeah.
But are you sure they still need them to make more babies?
Well, they're going to get killed because Starbucks said. Starbucks said,
I'm fighting them till I can't fight them anymore.
I'm fighting till I can't anymore. So there you have it.
So she's going to cut her hair off and go back to work.
Yep. Go do sit-ups again, push-ups.
All right, everybody.
I'm going to try those. You know those push-ups she did on the benches? I'm going to see if I can do that.
We're talking about make them laugh.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not talking about it. I just thought it was funny. There was this nice article in the paper that said, you know, we always hear that laughter is the best medicine, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. That's what your digest have told me for years.
What?
Reader's Digest has told me that for years.
Right. Well, they did. They actually did a scientific study now where they taught 33 people how to induce their own natural laughter.
We have to have scientists to teach this. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I thought, well, that's kind of dumb. How's that real laughter? But they said rather than laughing about something funny, they taught the people deep breathing techniques and sounds that provoked belly laughs, that like caused them to belly laugh, you know?
Okay.
Because it was actually genuine because it was a physical activity because it's physical, you know, mm-hmm. and it has physical effects. You know, like when I laugh really hard, my stomach hurts and my diaphragm hurts. Well, so and it increased circulation and skeletal muscles and all that, right? Well, so for 3 weeks each morning, the participants had to laugh for 15 minutes, right? At the end of that, they said that the people's optimism, positive emotions, and social identification had increased.
Really?
For even time after that. After they quit doing it. So, if you listen to this show every day, and we make you laugh, you will have increased optimism, positive emotion, and self-identification. There you go.
There you go.
That's what it said. That's what the paper said. That's what the pepper said. So everybody should laugh. Ready? Everybody laugh right now. What do we got? What time we got? What time we got? Hello? Time?
Time? We got time for a joke.
I don't have any jokes.
Well, we have to tell a joke because...
I don't do jokes. I don't tell jokes.
Okay.
I have a dad who tells jokes. I don't need to tell them.
But we have to tell a joke because we just said that laughter is the best tell medicine, a joke. So we need to tell a joke. And
why'd the monkey follow the tree?
That's not a joke. I don't know. You think it's a joke?
It makes me laugh.
But it's not a joke.
It doesn't have to be a joke to make you laugh. It's funny.
Well, I was trying to find one for Beaver to tell, but it didn't work.
Okay.
So we got to do bracketology.
Oh, yeah.
We gotta tell everybody because they're on the edge of their seats.
I know. I can see them. I see them now. They need to know.
Who is going to win today?
All right. And away we go.
Okay. In today. Okay. So we got to go to the sportatorium.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Yes. So we have to go.
That's what I just said. And away we go.
Away to the sportatorium. Uh-huh. Okay. Well, let's go then.
I have to get my hairsprayed wig out.
The Davy Crockett Memorial Sportatorium. I'm your host, I'm the person talking. And Brad Scuttlestein, and this is my co-host or companion, Faith Funkenstein. Stein. Faith.
Doesn't even know his own companion's
Finkstein.
Name.
Funkenfinkstein. In today's matches, we had Laura Croft versus Mad Max.
Ooh.
Tell them what happened, Funkin' Frankenstein.
I don't know. You're the one looking at the information, not me.
All I'm looking at is who fought.
Yeah, but I don't know who won. I need to know who won.
Laura Croft won.
Oh.
Tell them how it was done. Tell the people how she did it. Take it away, Funk Frankenstein.
You can't know.
Finken Frogger Frankstein.
No.
Laura Croft did a triple back somersault, landed on the rib of the ring, and catapulted herself into the brain of Mad Max. From there, she deconstructed his entire being from the inside out. It was a sight to behold.
Was it?
Why are you talking so weird?
Just copying you.
Don't. It annoys me.
Okay.
In other matches, Colonel George Taylor took on Blondie the Good. Blondie being that wonderful guy from the whole movies with the good, the bad, and the ugly and all that. Yeah, and it was, Clint Eastwood.
Nope.
Did you know that when I think of actors, mm-hmm. I always think of the character they played?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think of I can't even name it. If I don't know the character, I don't even know who the actor is.
Really? For all of them?
For most of them. The exceptions are Bruce Willis and Clint Eastwood.
Huh. That's interesting.
I don't know why.
Huh.
Don't know why. If I think of Mel Gibson, I think of Braveheart, or I think of Martin Riggs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think of Mel Gibson.
You don't?
No.
Oh, I do.
I think of Bruce Willis, I just think of Bruce Willis.
Huh.
If I think of Clint Eastwood, I just think of Clint Eastwood.
You know, actually...
Why is that?
Actually, Bruce Willis was, I think, my favorite, and I know all the guys are going to think I'm a nut. But when he co-starred on Friends...
Bruce Willis, yes.
And his daughter was dating mm-hmm. Ross, and, uh-huh. and he went out with Rachel, and he cried. That was just classic.
But it went back to that moonlighting role.
Oh,
I mean, it was so...
He is so funny.
He is. I loved moonlighting.
That was one of my favorite shows in the 80s.
Mm-hmm, me too.
But I mean, it was the same character. It was hysterical.
Colonel George Taylor fought Blondie the Good to the death. Unfortunately, it was his own.
Oh.
Blondie the Good, again with his cigar clenched in his teeth, took Colonel George Taylor out. With a backhand to the face. That's all it took. Blondie's that cool.
Good to know.
Under his poncho, he had a bazooka.
I have a feeling that Blondie will be the reigning champion of this deal.
He's very cool.
Yeah. Yeah, is that why John thinks it's rigged?
In the last match of the day, John McClane and Jackie Chan went after it. Take it away, Funkenstein.
You don't want me to take it away?
Take it away.
I don't want to. Okay, take it away.
Tell the people what happened.
I wasn't even listening to you. I don't even know what you said.
John McClane from Die Hard and Jackie Chan.
Who won?
You tell me. I didn't see the match.
You already have it figured. I don't know who won.
Tell me who won.
Well, who can do? I have to know so you know who went on to the next match.
Just describe the match and I will tell you who won. You're not very good at this. Jackie
Bruce
Chan.
Bruce Willis killed Jackie Chan with his humor.
His humor?
Yes.
Oh, brother. Okay, there you have it, people. John McClane moves on to fight Blondie the Good in the championship match. Tomorrow.
The championship match.
Of that division.
Oh. We're not done with this yet?
No, there's four divisions.
Oh.
I gotta rethink this for next time. Too many matches. Tomorrow, Ethan Hunt takes on Aragorn, son of Arathorn. Whatever. Sarah Connor takes on Jason Bourne.
Ooh, that ought to be good.
That ought to be good.
Mm-hmm.
They're very evenly matched.
Mm-hmm.
One is self-trained and one is hypnotized.
CIA trained.
Hypnotized into trained. Thinking he's trained. I don't even know if he is or not.
He's not really sure.
Don't know. He may win or he may end up in a corner crying like a baby. We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all we have today from this sportatorium. Back to you, Brad and Faith. Oh, thank goodness. He wears me out.
You?
All right, everybody. Well, thanks for joining us today.
It's been real.
It's been fun. It's been real and it has been fun.
Go
but
belly
it hasn't
laugh.
Been that fun.
Go belly laugh right now. Everybody, belly laugh. Oh, it made me yawn.
My grandpa said, go out and tell him a joke. But give it plenty of hope. Make him laugh, make him scream. Take a fall, but a wall split a seam. You start off by pretending you're a dancer with grace. You wiggle till the giggle is all over the place. And then you get a great big custard pie in the face. Make them laugh, make them laugh, make them laugh. Make them laugh, don't you? All the... What? My dad.
This is a visual part of the joke.
They'll be standing in lines for the honky-tonk show.
Sitting down beside a dummy mannequin that has no head. He's flirting with her. Now he's dancing with it. Ooh, hand on the knee.
It's getting fresh. You turned my microphone off.
I turned it down so you could sing along without a...
Overwhelming.
Yeah.
She's getting fresh
this
with him.
This turned into a very visual act, so it kind of doesn't play.
It doesn't
well
play
into
out
our,
in audio.
No.
Hmm.
So we will say adieu until tomorrow, where you will rue the day you listen to. No, that's not right.
No.
Until you will regret listening to. No, that's not right. Tune in tomorrow when we poke you in the. No, that's not right. What? Oh yeah. Tune in tomorrow. And where you will be grateful and thankful to listen to the ramblings and musings of the beautiful Faith Frankenstein. Faith Frankenstein. Freaking Frankenstein.
Be careful.
Bye, escondidos, everybody.
Bye, escondidos.
Two bun squares, they're gooder than pie.
John chapter 3.
There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher that comes from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Jesus answered him and said, Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus said to him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he be born a second time into his mother's womb? Jesus answered, Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, You must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from or where it goes. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said to him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said to him, Are you the teacher of Israel and do not know these things? Most assuredly, I say to you, we speak what we know and testify what we have seen, and you do not receive our witness. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven but he who came down from heaven, that is, the Son of Man who is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, and that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love the darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light, and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds might be clearly seen, that they have been done in God.